elsewhere.
A modest apartment shared by siblings who have each been members of both the Avengers and the X-Men. A white-haired young man frowns with concern at the television screen.
On the shores of Utopia Island, the cryptic refuge of the controversial team of mutants known as the X-Men. It is not yet clear what the source of the conflict is, but all indications are that the uncanny...
We should be there. This is our fight. You're ready for this. I know it. Please, come with me, Wanda. I must go.
Magneto has joined the fight. This is getting uglier by the minute. We can only speculate.
In my dreams, this is how the world ends.
347 miles away, and seconds earlier, a family reunion at Mach 5.
Hello, Father. Up to your old tricks, I see.
Pietro. Once a foolish boy, always a foolish boy. At least tell me you haven't dragged your sister into this.
Even in a fight where hero battles hero, some fights prove more personal than others. Even as Nina Thurman, the mutant known as Domino, goes head-to-head with Iron Fist, she glances across the swarming melee at a man she once considered a close ally and friend.
Never thought I'd see the day when Wolverine would stand against his own damn people!
Maybe if y'all pulled your heads out of Cyclops' ass once in a while, you'd see. All I'm doing is trying to save the damn world.
The fiercest X-Man who ever lived versus an island of those he once called family. Yet another dark day for a man who was known to many. Wolverine has sunspot in a headlock.
Where's hope? Go to hell, traitor!
Not far away, the king of Wakanda's guts tighten at the sound coming from a cloudless sky.
Ororo.
His wife is still worshipped as a god all along the Serengeti.
You should have told me this was happening!
You should have told me you are harboring a 16-year-old girl with the power to blow up planets.
T'Challa, we have to end this.
There's only one way to end this, my love.
You stubborn, pig-headed man. This is exactly why we have our marriage counselor.
Marital discord with hail and lightning and hurricane force winds.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Look at that!
Charlie!
I have to get out there. I have to stop this.
Hope Summers' hands and forehead press against the window glass, overlooking the raging battle below.
Sorry, Hope. You heard Miss Frost.
Those are the Avengers out there. Best to let the big guns handle this one.
You're right, Laurie. Sorry about your nose, by the way.
What about my...
Ah! Oh!
Huh?
Oh.
Hope!
Oh. What are you doing?
I'm leaving. Miss Frost entrusted us to keep you here.
Don't you get it, Gabrielle? The Avengers are going to war with the X-Men all because of me. That tells me one thing. I must be the biggest damn gun there is.
I've known you a long time, Scott. I've never seen you be this foolish before.
Foolish? Is that what you call anyone who refuses to simply stand aside and obey your every order?
You chose this fight, kid, not me.
Right. You just showed up on my doorstep with a floating aircraft carrier and 24 Avengers.
Captain America executes one of his routinely astounding bank shots off the body of Warpath, a nearby X-Man, catching Cyclops before he can react.
I wouldn't be here if the situation wasn't grave. You should be able to put your pride aside long enough to see that. Mutant or not, we're all in danger here, your people included. This is the Phoenix we're talking about, Scott. Think about Jean. Remember what that thing did to her.
I don't need you or anyone else to remind me of my dead wife. Or of the power of the Phoenix, which you apparently know even less about than you do me and my people. If you really wanted to talk this out, you would have come to me first.
Cap raises his shield reflexively in anticipation, but Cyclops snap aims to the right of him.
Instead of consulting the lunatic fringe!
The optic blast slams Wolverine in the back amid the melee, demonstratively targeting the specific subject of Scott's bitterness.
You're endangering the whole world. End this before someone gets hurt.
Too late for that.
Cap goes low as Scott turns back to him and drives the shield up into Summer's face, doubling the impact with a blowback from Cyclops' own optic blast.
I suppose you're right.
Cap stands over the stunned Scott Summers, glancing around as the fight rages around them. Spider-Woman stuns Dazzler with one of her venom blasts. Warpath slashes at Black Widow with his knives. With breathtaking speed, Hawkeye launches arrows at Domino, who fires back with her own projectile weapons. Psylocke stabs Iron Fist with her psychic dagger. It's excruciating and devastating, but non-lethal, unless she wants it to be. On the damaged but still airborne helicarrier Warbird above, the thunderous slugfest between Red Hulk and Colossus rages on. Pieces of Resultant's metallic debris plummet downward to the waves of the bay. In the sky closer to shore, the Sorcerer Supreme wields occult energies against the slightly more earthly powers of Magneto and Emma Frost, who's still in her diamond form. Speedster Quicksilver's unconscious form lies on the sand close by, peppered with tiny tranquilizer syringes, a favorite weapon of Dr. Nemesis, the entirely white-clad mutant in surgical mask, fedora, and trench coat, who now faces down a battered Iron Man. Tony Stark's armor is still repairing itself from the disruption caused by Magneto's interrupted attack. Iron Man's body language suggests disbelief and uncharacteristic uncertainty. Captain America returns his gaze to the now stirring form of Cyclops as he gets to his knees.
I never wanted this, Scott, and neither should you. Tell your people to stand down. Think of Hope. Don't make us take her by force.
Magic!
I'm here!
Back door!
Understood!
Steven!
I have her.
Stephen Strange's nostrils fill with the stench of sulfur and bile and putrid, rotting meat. The smell of burning souls. Fire and steam and molten rock, the glowing topography of an infinite otherworldly cavern surround his hovering form. Though Dr. Strange knows he has followed her here, the very human-looking Ilyana Rasputin, younger sister of Colossus, is nowhere to be seen.
You're a talented girl, Ilyana. But did you really think you could sneak your friends out through Limbo without my noticing?
Oh, I was hoping you would notice, Dr. Strange.
At the other end of a vast boiling lava pit stands a demonic female form, with ram's horns sprouting from her tousled blonde head now, and goat-like, cloven-hoofed limbs below her slender torso. This is where the mutant called magic holds true power. And around her, all manner of demonic creatures are pouring out of the shadows, eyes glowing, fangs bared, swarming toward Dr. Strange. The Sorcerer Supreme frowns with concern, compelled to reassess the level of threat his opponent presents.
I just wasn't sure you were actually dumb enough to come here.
The humanoid digital organism that is the cybernetic evolution of Charles Xavier's super-evolved Danger Room program now fights alongside the team that her creator founded so long ago. Since gaining sentience, she simply goes by the name of Danger.
Island defenses are failing. Tony Stark appears to have hacked our system. Utopia will fall. It is only a matter
of... No! We have to hold them back! Just long enough to get Hope out of here. We have to...
Cyclops.
Damn it. Where'd he go? Where's Wolverine?
Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we sneak around in a stinky old drain pipe? I haven't done something like that since, I don't know, last Tuesday?
Yeah. Didn't ask you to come with me, did I?
Nah, must have slipped your mind. No problem. I'll just crawl along up the top here so I don't have to slosh through the gross nasty stuff like you are.
Don't need any company, Webface.
That's cool. I just figured somebody better come along who's, let's just say, a little less stabby.
Not far away, Hope Summers stands gazing somberly over the barely moving but still breathing forms of fallen friends. Flames of phoenix fire flicker intermittently all over her body.
I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt anyone.
bit late for that.
You don't understand.
Hope holds her forearm out in front of her, staring in fascination at the non-consuming orange fire that races along its length.
The closer it gets, the more I feel it.
She holds it in the cupped palm of her hand.
The more it grows inside me.
Whoa. Is she supposed to be on fire like that?
Out of the way.
Hey, no, what are you doing?
What has to be done?
Yes. As am I.
Wolverine is stopped in his tracks, as if caught in the grasp of a giant fist.
Holy!
Spider-Man stands agape as the supernal fire of the Phoenix envelops the young girl, extending to the paralyzed Wolverine, lifting him from the floor. Hope Summers' flesh does not burn. The same cannot be said of Wolverine's.
Okay, kid. Take it easy. Look, we're not here to...
This way! Hank?
Right. Stand back.
Where is she? Hope?
As X-Men emerge from a recessed panel on the opposite side of the room, Captain America glances up to read Scott Summers' expression. The dismay he sees there is genuine. On parallel sides of the room, bewildered Avengers and X-Men alike gaze grimly at the floor, littered with unconscious bodies.
Oh, that smell.
Clouds of smoky vapor waft from the limp, scorched body of Wolverine. And there's a blackened, gaping hole in the wall to the outside. On the surrounding shores of Utopia Island, all is quiet now. Except for the sound of fiery footsteps over seawater. The sound of a young girl running. Of a phoenix rising. Deep space. The Intercept mission team. Thor, Ms. Marvel, Beast, Vision, War Machine, Valkyrie, the Protector, and Quake.
All right, Avengers. This is definitely not a drill. The energy signature is unmistakable.
Roger that, Dr. McCoy. Can you give us its current coordinates so we know which way to look?
I can, Protector, but I suspect you'll know it when... Good Lord, it's moving at incredible speed. Here it comes.
Damn. We see it.
My sensors are shorting out. Its power defies measurement.
It's headed right for us.
No way we can stop that.
If we fail, whole worlds will perish, beginning with our own.
Mother of God, just look at it.
Stand fast, my friends. Today is as good a day as any to die.
Utopia.
Easy, Logan. Relax.
What happened?
You just spent the last hour regrowing your flesh. Which, by the way, yuck. Here, put on some clothes. Your blue and gold threads are toast. Literally, kinda. Frost Lady gave me this tracksuit for you when you woke up.
Where's the kid? Where's Hope?
She's gone. Well, don't you remember?
Wolverine notices the scorched, gaping hole in the wall.
Oh, crud. It's coming back to me. She's already more powerful than any of us, and it ain't even here yet.
You know, that's Wolfman creepy, the way I can actually see your hair and sideburns growing.
Yeah. You got anything for my feet?
Oh, yeah, there's a pile of sneakers over there. Different sizes. Frosty dumped them before they split.
Before they split? What happened after I got taken out?
Cyclops and his people surrendered to Cap.
Say what?
Yeah. They're all out there trying to figure out what happens now.
Scott gave himself up? Nah. I don't like the scent of that at all.
Sharing the exterior courtyard atop the X-Men's base of operations, the recent combatants cluster in their own partisan groups. With the disputed object of their conflict absent, both sides are troubled and undecided about what happens next.
And I don't care what Summers told the UN, Tony. They can't just decide they're above international law.
This is an ironic conversation for the two of us to be having, given our history. But I agree, Steve. Tell me, though, exactly what are you planning to charge them with? And where do you think you'll be able to lock them up? Cyclops may have even given up just to prove his point, and dealing with them doesn't get us any closer to this potential Phoenix girl.
No, but it keeps them out of our way.
Again, where? Are you going to empty the entire raft to put the X-Men in there?
Tony refers to the underwater prison near Riker's Island, created for the sole purpose of containing superhumanly powered criminals.
Because that doesn't sound like your style at all.
Damn it, Tony. I'm trying to save that girl. I'm trying to save our whole world.
I know. But it wasn't too long ago that I was saying things just like that. You were on the other side then.
I take your point.
Frowning, Cap looks around at the mutants not far from them.
Well, the doctor is in at least.
Across the way, the Master of Mystic Arts appears in midair, with a limp, girlish form of magic draped in his arms.
Is she hurt?
Just a temporary holding spell. There's nothing to worry about, Scott.
Good. We don't need any more...
Hey. Logan knows.
Of course he does.
Are you people all blind?
Wolverine! Hey, stop!
Those people are our prisoners!
No, they're not.
Logan gestures with a clawed arm.
Cause that ain't Doc Strange.
Do it, Ilyana!
Jesuim calls Halim!
No!
Doctor Strange and the assembled X-Men contingent have vanished. All except for Magic, who has fallen to her knees. The transformation spell has worn off.
Hoggoth.
Steven, are you okay?
I will be.
Cap offers Doctor Strange his hand.
She took me out of my element, that's all.
What the heck just happened?
You people got played, that's what. And now Scott's got a head start on finding hope.
Approximately 400 miles south of the troubled Avengers, amid the bustle of harbor workers going about their labors, the X-Men appear on the docks of Long Beach, California.
Emma, make sure no one sees us. We don't need the Avengers getting reports on X-Men sightings.
Already done, love.
So what precisely is the plan now?
Not sure yet. I'm making this up as we go along.
That is not comforting to hear. Clearly we need your mutant tracking device to find hope. Cerberus.
Namor means Cerebra.
I know. Thank you, Danger.
They walk through a wall of shipping containers, through a path newly formed by the casual exercise of Magneto's unique powers.
But the only functioning Cerebra is at Logan's school.
Then we'll just have to find some sympathizers among his turncoats.
Yeah, I've got one candidate in mind already. All right, let's move, X-Men. Hope needs us, even if she doesn't think she does.
San Francisco. It's the hour just before dawn on Market Street. The breeze from the bay toys with wrappers and old advertising flyers and other light trash. The only people moving about at this hour are a few of the homeless. It's a little chilly, and an overly bundled and bent middle-aged woman pushes a battered old shopping cart filled with all her worldly possessions down past the row of closed shops. She doesn't notice, as she passes the Tech Shack electronics store, that the security gate is up a few feet and the door inside is slightly ajar. And inside the small store, lit only by exit signs, in the back, Hope Summers is hunched over a counter, building something. There are parts of various devices around her on the counter, and boxes opened and empty on the floor. She's been here a while. Bits of electronics components are strewn around everywhere. What she's been building looks like some crazy sci-fi wristwatch designed by Mobius that covers half her left forearm. She's screwing the last piece into place, biting her lip a bit as she concentrates.
Okay, Hope. Let's see if you were paying attention when Cable was teaching.
Hope holds her forearm upright, making a fist, and taps a button on the gauntlet's side. Several rectangular green LED lights on the device's surface illuminate.
Nice!
As she turns, Hope catches her own image in a reflective surface. She almost doesn't recognize the person she sees. But she recognizes all too well the fiery outline that suddenly flares up around her in the reflection.
Okay, okay. Keep it together.
Dawn has broken on Market Street, and it calms her nerves a bit.
Just need to find something that flies, and pray this thing works, so they can't find me.
Avengers Tower, Manhattan.
What do you mean she's in five places at once?
Exactly that, Logan. I don't know how she did it.
Rachel Gray, the former Rachel Summers, currently operating as Marvel Girl, addresses Wolverine at Cap through a monochromatic holographic image. The transmission comes from the Jean Grey School, named after this reality's version of her mother. In the now lost to her alternate future time of her birth, Scott Summers was her father.
But Cerebra showed Hope's energy reading in five different locations.
You must have done something wrong. Try again, Rachel.
I did try again and got the same results. Believe it or not, I know how to use Cerebra. So if you want to help the Avengers track down Hope, those coordinates I sent are all I can do.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just early. And using Cerebra always gives me a headache.
Look, kid, if you got a problem with this,
then... Thanks, Rachel. You've been a big help.
Sure. No problem.
What the hell, Rogers? I can deal with my own people.
We've lost enough time already, Logan, and we all know what your solution to this problem is. What were you going to say that would make her feel better?
Rachel strides down a hall of the school, past students who are oblivious to the unspoken conversation she's having.
Scott, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Rach.
I've got some information on Hope, and you'd better hurry. The Avengers are already on the trail.
The expansive roof of Avengers Tower. A landing pad for vertical takeoff and lift that can accommodate several aircraft. The Avengers are assembled.
Right. Iron Man will return to the tower to work on a countermeasure against the Phoenix Force. Hawkeye, Red Hulk, and Doctor Strange will check Wundagore Mountain. Luke and his people will take Tabula Rasa. Black Panther and Iron Fist will take Wakanda. Spider-Man and Spider-Woman will look in Latveria, and my squad will recon the Savage Land. I want reports every hour, Avengers. And stay out of the spotlight. Stay out of trouble.
Avengers head to their various aircraft as Iron Man soars into the sky.
Logan, you're with me.
Fine by me.
Sharon Carter, who will be piloting the carrier craft, gives Steve a nod before boarding the jet herself.
So, what's the deal?
What do you mean?
You think I didn't catch that look between you and Sharon when we boarded the ship?
Uh-huh.
Cap pensively runs his red-gloved fingers along the edge of the shield on his left arm.
Hank, Sharon, you got this?
Roger that, Cap.
Orders understood.
Walk with me, Logan. You went off on your own in Utopia, and you scared Hope into jackrabbiting.
Oh, come on. You think that kid wasn't scared out of her mind already?
The point is, you didn't follow orders, and I'm not sure I can trust you to follow them on this mission either.
I'm willing to do what it takes, because I've seen what the Phoenix does. I've seen it destroy people I love. You think you can lock Hope up somewhere where it can't get to her, but you're wrong, Cap.
I won't let you just kill that girl.
Then we'll all die.
Damn it. I didn't want it to come to this. But you're not listening. You're sitting this one out, Logan.
The hell I am. You seriously think you can take me?
I have no doubt.
No, you have no clue.
Wolverine ducks under Cap's shield swing and slices the leather straps from Cap's shield. Cap dives under Wolverine's deadly thrust, diving for his shield on the floor.
That all you got, super soldier?
Not even close. I've got the Avengers, too.
Wolverine is suddenly aware of a giant-sized presence behind him.
Sorry, Logan.
Son of a... That's okay, Hank. I'm still gonna kick your giant.
Now, Sharon!
Copy that.
What?
The cargo bay door opens behind Logan.
Hank!
Bay.
I'm fine, Sharon. Now, take us to the Savage Land. We've got a universe to save.
Stupid friggin' blind old-fashioned fool.
Logan looks around at the Arctic wasteland in which he finds himself.
All right, then. Guess it's all up to me.
The inner rim of the Eridanian system. A cosmic raptor with fiery wings spread many miles wide, the Phoenix Force seems to observe its lone remaining antagonist with dispassionate contempt. 500,000 kilometers away, a planet in the earliest stages of burgeoning and sentient life stands in uncomprehending witness. The rest of the incapacitated Avengers intercept team twists limply in space around him. As the weary but still mighty Thor wipes a gauntleted arm to dispel the floating globules of his own blood that obscure his vision, the other arm whips Mjolnir from its handle strap in an ever-increasing loop of prodigious kinetic energy. Thor finally lets fly, anxiously tracking the hammer's trajectory, hoping for a sufficiently devastating effect. The impact results in a blinding, Nova-like energy release that sends a concussive wave radiating back at him. Thor rides out the wave and is gratified to see both the hammer returning to his hand and the energy trail of the Phoenix plummeting to the surface of the planet far below. A cold smile of grim satisfaction colors his chiseled features as he sees the distant flare of impact. And then, Thor's eyes widen in dismay as he sees that spark ignite into a massive conflagration that spreads outward at staggering speed, consuming lithosphere and asthenosphere and each layer of the planet's geological makeup, pulling every molecule of matter into itself to fuel its inevitable quest.
No.
And for one of the very few times in his life, the God of Thunder feels the beginnings of utter despair. The Arctic. If there were a nature film crew here in this northernmost polar region of the Earth, the cameraman would undoubtedly zoom in on the lumbering, furry white shape emerging ghost-like into frame through the thick swirling snow. The beast's gait is peculiar, though. And as the cameraman focused more closely, he would think the polar bear possibly injured, noting the blood stains on the creature's legs and lower body. Very soon the observer would realize that the bear's limbs are not providing locomotion, dangling limply as it trudges on, heading intently towards something partially buried in snow in the foreground. In a classic rack focus shot, the cameraman would pull back to resolve the image of a small cylinder with an orange and yellow label. Wisps of vapor rise from underneath the bear's head as a lifeless paw seems to reach down for the object of its pursuit.
Thank you, Lord. Crap. Mostly ice.
The imaginary camera would pan right to reveal, receding into the distance along the bear's path in the snow, a sporadic trail of glinting empties in its wake.
And here I thought it was just a bear trap.
The image would blur as the camera swung wildly back to the photographer's extreme left. A more human-looking figure, dressed appropriately in heavy parka, stands in front of a largely obscured Blackbird aircraft.
I've been looking for you.
She pulls the thick scarf down from over her mouth.
Hello, Logan.
Hello, Hope.
Logan, wait!
Ain't no way of talking your way out of this.
I promise. I can change your mind. Just give me 1 minute.
Sorry. It is what it is, kid.
I have more beer. Not frozen.
1 minute. Aren't you a little young to be buying...
Kid Omega's making some pretty convincing fake IDs. He sells them out of his dorm room. You know, at your school.
Great. He finagled you lifting this crate, too?
Sorta. He kinda likes me.
Kid's gonna be the death of me. All right. Beer me. Clock's ticking.
Right. So, to recap. The Phoenix is headed to Earth. Headed to me. I believe if I embrace it, I'll be able to use its power to reignite mutantdom. And you think if I do that, it's possible that I'll destroy everything and everyone on this planet.
Don't think. I know it. I've seen what the bird does with my own two eyes.
Yeah, but what if I'm right?
I don't believe that.
Well, you should, because that's what your school is all about, isn't it? Kids making a better world? I believe the Phoenix is a thing of destiny. It's coming and can't be stopped. I believe I'm meant to have it so that I can do the wonderful things rebirth implies. But just in case you're right and I'm wrong, in case I can't control it, you're the only person I trust to stop me. But I deserve a chance. I know, deep down, you do believe that.
Let's pretend for a moment I'm on board. You certain this is a dance you're down for, little girl?
Yes. Please.
You got some kind of plan in mind?
Yeah. Starts with us getting out of here. You can fly the Blackbird, right?
Sure. You can't? How'd you get it here?
Oh, I flew it here. I just need a nap. I was so exhausted from being on the run, I almost crashed a thing earlier.
Okay. And then? After that?
After that? We're gonna need a bigger ship.
An abandoned Hellfire Club safe house. Scott Summers peers out the bay window as Emma Frost sits in a plush chair, her arms folded and legs crossed.
More of Wolverine's students and staff join us all the time. Even now, more are heading over to our side.
Good. We need everyone we can get. Hope somewhere out there. Running for her life, Emma. The spark to reignite all of mutant kind. We have to help her.
Yes, yes. 5 flickering flames lighting up the world. We've sent X-Men to all 5 locations in the hopes of finding her. Or at the very least, to prevent the Avengers from finding Hope. But if we're truly going to stay one step ahead of them, then we'll need something more. Concentration from me. Control of the weakest of minds. And a little help from Cerebra.
Huh? Mortimer Toynbee, the mutant called Toad, has lived a life of shifting loyalties and drastic change. He is one of the small number of mutants to survive the decimation with powers intact. After the ideological schism between Logan and Scott Summers that resulted in Wolverine leaving Utopia and establishing the new school on the grounds of the former Xavier Academy in Westchester, New York, Toad has come to believe in the principles of the Jean Grey School of Higher Learning and has chosen to lend his aid to the institution's mission. These days, he works as the custodian. At this precise moment, he shares his mind with Emma Frost.
Let's take a little stroll, Mortimer, shall we?
Toad puts the mop back in the wheeled bucket, balancing it to prop against the ringer handle, and walks across the hall to a large, circular security door. He proceeds casually along the walkway platform that extends suspended like a radius toward the center of the massive spherical space that houses the Cerebra technology, created so many years ago by X-Men patriarch and unparalleled telepath, Dr. Charles Xavier. At the end of the platform is a cushioned, stylized chair and a complex instrument panel, atop which rests a cybernetic helmet. Toad sits, takes the headgear from its stand, and puts it on.
Oh! world? Now, where, oh where, could you be?
Through Cerebra's telepathic amplification technology, Emma Frost locks in on the minds of other mutants.
In Wakanda, perhaps?
She sees Avengers and X-Men fighting on the plains outside one of the African country's technologically spectacular science cities. She sees a husband battling his wife.
I have no wish to fight you, Aurora!
Then cease your search for the girl, my husband!
She observes Iron Fist and Black Widow locked in combat with Rachel Gray, Magma, Danger, and Dr. Nemesis.
Hope is nowhere to be seen, nor is there any sign of what I'm looking for. In Tabula Rasa, it's more of the same.
In an artificially isolated area of Montana, the bizarre region that exists out of time, Emma sees Luke Cage and the Thing battling Namor, Sunspot, and Hepzibah.
Old rivalries rekindled.
You know, Fish Boy, I don't even care what's going on. I just like punching you in your ugly fish face.
Simply on new terrain now, and over new causes. And in Latveria, there's always Doom.
On a battlefield where Castle Doom looms in the background, Spider-Man, Spider-Woman, Mockingbird, and Daredevil engage Colossus, Dazzler, and Domino. The country's ruler has unleashed his Doombots to quell the disturbance with extreme prejudice.
I don't know what we were expecting. Come see the glorious Carpathian Mountains, home of hairy goats and Doombots, and we promise you every mutant except the one you're looking for! Someone call for help, please!
And again, no sign of hope at the base of Wondegore Mountain.
Warren, look out!
As the battle rages in the Republic of Transia in Southeast Europe, Archangel evades Hawkeye's arrows as Psylocke stuns Clint Barton with her painful psychic blade. Doctor Strange attempts to trap Magneto in a magically generated sphere. Multiple versions of Iceman surround Red Hulk, who used to be the Green Hulk's nemesis, General Thunderbolt Ross.
Doesn't matter how many of you there are, son. The Red Hulk's just gonna smash them all in chips.
Still no evidence of what I'm looking for, which leaves only one possible place. Ah, yes. Here in the Savage Land.
In the geographically anomalous tropical wilderness in the midst of Antarctica, created over 200 million years earlier by the alien Nuwali race as a game preserve and populated with the terrestrial flora and fauna of the time, Giant Man wrestles with the snapping jaws of a velociraptor. The dinosaur is being controlled by Nate Gray, the telepath known as X-Man. The mutant magic comes at Hank Pym from behind with her soul sword, forged from her own life force energy.
There he is.
Elsewhere, a red, white, and blue figure holds a slumped and bleeding Warpath by the shoulder fabric of his red and cobalt blue tunic.
Stay down, son. No need for this to be worse than it already is.
The good captain.
Scott, Hope's not at any of the locations. Tricky Girl has figured out some way to scatter her signal. She can't be found this way, but he's there. Do you want me to...
Do it. We only need Hope to stay free or hidden until the Phoenix arrives. Until then, I need to know what they know.
Very well. This is going to be more difficult.
Emma touches a white-gloved hand to her forehead.
I have him.
Any luck finding the girl, Cap?
Looks like a dead end. The other mission teams have reported in, same story. She's fooled all of us, Tony.
Cap's shield blocks a barrage of Gambit's kinetically charged playing cards.
How much time do we have left?
Less than we did. There's a decreasing delta in the away team's telemetry. They're headed this way. Fast. 10 hours. Maybe less. The only good news is that we now have a better understanding of these things since the last time mankind faced a fully realized Phoenix entity. Particle accelerators simulate the Big Bang, and at the beginning of space-time, cosmic death and rebirth were only microseconds apart. Clearly, the Phoenix Bird was born in that moment. I've talked to Reed, T'Challa, and even Hank. They all agree.
If I'm gonna build a Phoenix Killer, I've got to figure out a way to crack universal expansion. You following me, Cap?
Not really.
Find the girl, get the girl. That I understand. Give me a second.
Have I ever told you how disappointing it is that you can't do two things at once?
Yeah. Hold that thought. I'm getting it.
Well, I'll be.
Tony, please contact all the other teams and have them pull back and rendezvous at the tower. New plan. We don't have to chase Hope anymore.
You found her?
No. But I did just learn where she's headed.
Scott, they know.
AIM, Worldworks. A secret underground staging area for the criminal organization operating under the deceptively benign name of Advanced Idea Mechanics.
You're pretty good at this death and dismemberment thing.
What can I say? I'm in a mood. Now, I wonder who might be willing to help us find what we're looking for.
I could do that.
A solitary AIM soldier, wearing the familiar cylindrical helmet and yellow jumpsuit, stands backed against a computer terminal.
I thought you might.
Okay, here you go. I've got everything fired up for you. I'm sure you know where you're going, but just in case, telemetry is all pre-programmed for any number of destinations. Everything you need for excursions is already on board.
Great. We can take it from here.
Are you going to kill me?
I don't know. How fast can you run?
Shall we?
After you.
Whoa. I did say bigger, didn't I?
Hey, a red-headed girl says she wants to go to the moon. I gotta take her.
Nine hours later, the blue area of the moon. An artificial habitable environment created by the alien Skrulls with close to Earth normal gravity. The landing module of the AIM spacecraft touches down on the lunar surface.
It's so close now. I can feel it. All we have to do now is wait.
Sorry, young lady. We're going to have to complicate your plans just a bit.
No! How did you people find me?
The Avengers stand together as a unit. Captain America, Iron Man, Red Hulk, The Thing, Hawkeye, Black Widow, and Giant Man.
Logan messaged me. I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we can't let you do what you want. We can't risk it.
Logan! How could you?
A little closing of the eyes, a little folding of the hands, and wolves will come in and devour all that you have.
What?
Read that in a hotel Bible once. Point is, you took a nap, I made a decision.
You broke our deal!
I got you off Earth. You think you know what this thing is, Hope, but you don't. I won't be sure.
Everyone turns to the receding energy flare behind them. The after effects of the mutant called Magic's teleportation spell.
Avengers, please step away from the girl.
Cyclops stands at the forefront of the team of X-Men. Emma Frost, Namor, Colossus, and his sister Magic stand ready behind him.
Not gonna happen, Summers. Take your X-Men back home.
Sure, but not without Hope.
Proximity alert.
What?
Incoming projectile. Impact imminent. Enact evasive maneuvers.
Everyone!
Impact in 5, 4...
Look out!
3...
As lunar dust clouds billow and begin to dissipate, the Avengers and X-Men struggle to varying degrees as they recover from the devastating shockwave. Hawkeye and Ben Grimm are the first to grasp what caused the new crater in the moon's upper mantle.
Oh no.
Holy. It's Thor!
The God of Thunder begins to stir, squinting through swollen eyes and pointing weakly up toward what at first seems like a sunrise on the horizon. But it isn't the sun. On all fours, Hope Summers looks with dread over her shoulder as orange-red flames begin licking up all around her.
It's here.
Hope's eyes begin to glow golden, swallowing up her irises and pupils, energy crackling from the sockets. Captain America turns grimly to Iron Man.
Tony?
I'm on it.
The girl! We need to get her away from here!
The remaining Avengers begin to move toward her. The X-Men counter to intercept.
Thomas Farabee. Colonel Thomas Farabee. That was the name of the man on the plane who pushed the button that dropped the atomic bomb on humans for the first time. 150,000 people, maybe more, died in a white-hot flash of fire or in the silence that came after. But no one ever says Colonel Thomas Farabee killed 150,000 people. They blame the bomb, not the bombardier that dropped it. And yet, without one, you don't get the other. So am I the bomb, or am I the bombardier? And if you could ask any of the dead, would it matter to them anymore? My name is Hope Summers, and this is all my fault.
Cyclops deflects Captain America's shield with an optic blast. Red Hulk and Colossus go toe-to-toe. Hawkeye's arrows simply shatter on the White Queen's Diamond Heart body.
Please! Stop!
And Hope Summers kneels, hunched in the middle of the conflict, radiating spikes of energy, writhing with the power that's building inside her. Magic deflects the charges from the Widow's bites, like Widow's electroshock weapons. Wolverine groans to his feet and starts to move toward Hope.
I said... Logan, I was wrong.
As everyone but Hope lies sprawled and unmoving, Wolverine's charred and sizzling body trembles with effort.
I thought I could, but I can't. I can't. It's too much, Logan. It's too much. You have to kill me. You think you can do that for me, Logan? You promised.
Good. I'll try.